for listening to WWBC Coco Merritt Island 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco 99.9 FM. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
So say this here. We have to allow God to lead you, to lead us to the waters that we need. Okay, all right. Now, here we go. Here we go, verse 3. Somebody say, He restoreth my soul. Glory to God. He restoreth my soul. He quickens. He brings back. He make alive. Because this is what the word restore means. It means to quicken.
Yes.
It means to bring back, to make alive again, to fix it. Oh, glory to God. Somebody point up here. Sometimes when you look in the Bible, when the Bible is talking about the soul, the soulless man, it's talking about your mind, your will, your intellect. Oh, glory to God. It's the place where you make decisions. It's your emotions. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, if it's broke, God can fix it again.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
if it's broke, God will fix it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. If it's broke, God can fix it again.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. How many know that? How many know people that got mental challenges?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, God can fix it.
God can fix it.
God can fix it. Okay, all right. Whether it's because of disease,
witchcraft.
You beat me to it. I remember one time when all of a sudden it just seemed like my mind wasn't acting right, and I was like, what the devil is going on here? And I got to praying, and Prophet Owens, oh glory to God, called me up. And Prophet Owens said, Thomas, he said, the Lord told me to tell you that there's nothing wrong with your mind. Because the devil will start messing with your mind, and then he'll start telling you, oh, what do you call it? All this yeah, he'll start. But he said, the Lord said to tell you that there's nothing wrong with your mind. I realized then that I was under attack. See, some of us are going to the doctors, and we're letting the doctors pronounce all of this stuff over us when it's really a demonic attack, demonic assault. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And you got to fight the good fight of faith. Come on, you got to put the helmet of salvation on.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. You got, all right, okay. Are y'all getting this?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, glory to God. Some stuff is demonic. As a matter of fact, it's demonic. But tell somebody, God can fix it. Whatever the cause, God can fix it. Look at Daniel 4 and 28. Daniel 4 and 28. Nebuchadnezzar. You don't have to go there. Just write it down. But Nebuchadnezzar had done lost his mind. Come on. He done lost his mind. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Now, he lost his mind due to pride and, opened up a door for sin, and he lost his mind. But let me show you something. The Bible says in 7 years' time, after 7 years, God restored his mind. So let me say this here. Now, God can restore the mind of a person. Woo, if we see it in the Bible, I said, if we see it in the Bible, that means that guess what? God can do it again. If he could fix Nebuchadnezzar's mind, come on. Come on, this man was eating grass. At least there are some people, their minds are under attack. Come on, somebody. And at least they're functional. My God, but that, but this man was eating grass. Okay, what? Well, the, like a cow. Ooh, glory to God. Look at your name. I want to make this here clear. Not every attack is of your mind is due to sin. But how many know we still need to keep doors closed? Some attacks are satanic, like I said earlier, demonic. Oh, glory to God. Witchcraft. Some things came sometimes, okay, drugs and alcohol have messed people up.
Yeah, that's right.
Open a door. All right. Open a door for the enemy to come in. Glory to God.
Yep.
Hallelujah. But tell somebody God can fix it.
God can
fix it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let me say this, and I'm probably planning on going to say it later. The strong man of mental conditions is a dumb spirit. Okay, all right. Yeah, but we evict every dumb spirit. Oh, glory to God.
Right now.
Under the sound of my voice, in the mighty name of Jesus, and with you, oh glory to God, we command you to come out and the door in Jesus' mighty name. Oh glory to God. Oh glory to God. We cancel the assignment. Somebody say in Jesus' name. Oh glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh glory. Okay, all right. One day I was talking with this lady and she said, you know, she said, I used to get these crazy checks. I started getting these crazy checks. And she said, when I started getting these crazy checks, she said, all of a sudden my brain started acting crazy. And she said, I called the folks up and told them, hey, stop the checks. Don't send no more. Come on. She opened a door. She opened a door for the enemy. My God. And she said, when I opened that door, she said, my God, she said, my brain started messing up. And she said, I found myself acting crazy. And she said, I had to stop it. Oh, glory to God. Who listening to me under the sound of my voice? Maybe on social media. Stop the crazy checks. Stop the crazy checks. Oh, glory to God. Especially if you know that you ain't crazy. You wasn't crazy when you got, before you got it. You might be crazy, acting crazy now. Come on. But I'd rather have my sanity. Come on. I'd rather have my mind. Come on. Than to get a crazy check and go crazy. Okay. All right. It ain't worth it. I'd rather get a job. Come on. I'd rather get a job digging ditches. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Than to lose my mind. Oh, glory to God. See, I need my mind to praise Him. I need my mind to give Him glory. Okay. Hallelujah. I just had to put that one out there. Okay. All right. Now, where was I? All right. So. Go to Psalms 37. Look at your neighbor and say, how do we know when our mind is under attack? Hallelujah. How do I know when my mind is under attack? You're a born again Christian. Amen. The enemy want to come at you any way he can. Amen, somebody. Lord, I want you to begin to read from verse 1. Y'all getting anything out of this? Y'all enjoying this?
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I thought about it. I said, I wish a whole lot more people was here, but hey.
Have to catch the replay.
It is what it is. We're going forward anyways. Everybody don't always get the be partakers of the first fruit.
Yeah.
All right. Psalms 37 says what?
Fret not thyself because of evil.
Look at your neighbor and say, what are you fretting for?
What are you fretting for?
You know, okay, let me give you the definition of the word fretting. It means to be constantly or visibly worried or anxious. It's similar to worry, concern, being anxious, feeling uneasy, being distressed, being upset. Somebody say constantly. You ever seen somebody that's constantly upset? Concern oneself. Concern oneself. In other words, let me say this, a self-centered, seeking attention. Oh, glory to God. Now, I added that on there when it says concerning of oneself. But the of is missing, so I'm just assuming that they meant to put concerning. You know, sometimes I'll look up the dictionary, then I'll copy it and paste it to my page. And so the of is missing. Amen. All right. Feeling unhappy. I'm going to say that again. Feeling unhappy, letting anyone, this is me now, letting anyone, anything get you down. Get no amens off of that one. Because sometimes we have a tendency of letting anyone, anything get us down and upset us. Come on. All right. It means agonized, anguish. What's that? That's mental pain. Woo! Tell somebody mental pain. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes you ain't got pain in your body, the pain is in your mind. Okay, all right. Sorrow. That ain't nothing but heaviness.
Yep.
Oh, glory to God. You know, sometimes we can have, okay, should I say this, Holy Spirit? Let me say it in love. Sometimes we could, you know, we can have someone that's passed and they could be gone for 40 years.
Jesus.
And the person's still grieving.
Yep.
That ain't nothing but a demon. It's the spirit of heaviness. Oh, glory to God. You're still around there acting like they just died yesterday. Okay, all right.
Yep.
All right. Some stuff, if you keep... okay, I'm going to go there. Sometimes we can open doors for the enemy to come and go as he please. One morning I was in the bed and I fell into a vision, a trance, and I saw a head, and the Lord showed me the top of the head, and I saw a big black hole in the top of the head with just darkness on the inside. You couldn't see no brain. I could only see darkness.
Wow.
And so after I came out of the vision, immediately the doorbell rang. Either the doorbell rang or the person knocked. I can't remember, but I believe it was the doorbell. And I quickly got up, didn't know who it was, and I got up and I, you know, threw on a house coat or something, and I went to the door, and when I went to the door, it was a young lady. I think she was probably around 18, something like that, and next thing you know, she's calling me Mr. Obama, President Obama, and she's, you know, talking to me like she didn't even know who I was. And I thought she was kidding at first, but then I realized that she ain't kidding, that somewhere between yesterday and that day, she had been snapped. Come on. That she had had a nervous breakdown. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes you can keep letting that enemy can keep taking you down the road. Okay, all right. How many know that part of the soulless realm is your emotion? Tell somebody emotion. The devil wants to get you going in a direction, get you going in a motion. Come on. And make it hard for you to stop. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes when you come out of it, you're like, how did I get way over here? Oh, glory to God. Now you got to go way over here. But he was messing with your what? Emotions, getting you going in a direction that you didn't even intend to go down. Oh, glory to God. Mind is a battlefield. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes our minds are under attack. I realize that. Can I tell you something? Stress. Where I just had a customer, and he sat down in my seat, and probably for several months, amen. He was just coming in, and he was just having bald spots just show up in his head. And I asked the young man, I said, "What are you stressed about? What are you worried about?" Here he is in high school, And he has all of these bald spots in his head, and he's like nothing. And I said, you stressed about something. Something's bothering you. Come on. Something. Do you know stress can kill you? Do you know stress can show up in your body? It'll have you running to the doctors, back and forth to the doctors. They can't find nothing wrong. Why? Because it's mental. Okay, all right. Y'all want me to stop? Okay, all right. I was just checking because I wasn't getting too many amens. I just thought maybe, And so I was trying to encourage him and tell him some things, you know, because let me show you something. Now, when you begin to recognize how the enemy is attacking your mind, come on, the Bible has given us some solutions. Amen, somebody. First off, the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. So guess what? That let me know right there that you're not spending enough time in God's presence. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You're too focused on what's agonizing you and what's causing you mental pain. So he came in recently, and I saw that his hair was growing back. Come on. And I was able to drop some instructions on him because guess what? He wasn't willing to listen because sometimes people are in denial. Come on. Oh, glory to God. People are in mental anguish, and they're sitting there saying, ain't nothing wrong with me. And I know that I've had customers accusing me of making their hair fall out, and they got a big old patch in their head, and I'm like, what you stressing about? I didn't do that. Your hair just, it didn't break. Come on. It just didn't break, but it cleaned in those spots. Come on. You stressing. Something is going on. Either the doctor got you on some medicine or something is going on. And so the Bible says that God has did what? Giving us the garment of praise for what? The spirit of heaviness. Sometimes you gotta turn devil vision off. Let me just call it devil vision. Television off, and put you some gospel music, some worship music on, and walk around and praise and clear the atmosphere. Come on, oh glory to God. Because guess what? And let me show you something. Now, if the Bible's okay, all right. And I didn't give you the scripture where to find that, where the shepherds would protect the sheep in the field and in the fold. Okay, all right. Because I've come to find out that that the wolf will follow the sheep even to the fold. Okay, to the sheepfold. All right, let me say it this way. The devil will follow you to church and beat your brains out in the middle of church. Make it hard for you to hear. Come on. Come to church and there's so many cares. You got so many cares going on that you can't hear what's being said by God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. This is why you see Mary and Martha. Go to her door to find that. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Go to where Mary and Martha, where Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Because we come to church and we don't leave our cares out the door, but we bring them in here. Come on. And we don't have the capacity to receive what's being spoken by God. Okay, all right. Are y'all getting anything out of this? Is this good teaching or what? Amen. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say fretting. And while she's looking it up, fretting. It means that. Did I go through those? Yeah, I think I did go through those definitions. Okay, all right. Some more of the definitions. All right. It means to be disquieted, no peace in your mind. Your mind is constantly running. This is why you see people, praise God, when they come to church and they can't sit down. They're constantly running back and forth out the door to smoke a cigarette to come back in. Phone calls. I know some people got to go to work, but some people got to run outside to make a phone call. They constantly back and forth. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because they're disquieted on the inside. They don't have no peace. We've had people that, you know, like, you know, someone was here, and if somebody came through the door, they'd like, they forget about them being in church. You know, It's like, no, you need to sit down and be quiet. You're disquieted. Come on. You're disquieted. Some stuff got to be said.
Yep.
You don't mean no harm, but sometimes people need to understand that, guess what, there's something going on. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And there should have been enough of us in here saying, devil, come out in Jesus' name. Okay. All right. All right. All right. Distressed, upset, torment, alarmed, panic, caused the panic, agitated, rattled, eat away at, gradually. Now, here's check this out now. Check this out. You remember what I was just sharing with you about the vision that God showed me? It means, I'm going to come back there. Let's go to, you found that scripture, daughter?
It's Luke 10:38.
Okay, begin to read.
Luke chapter 10, verse 38, it says, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he, Jesus, entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house."
Okay.
"And she had a sister called Mary."
Now, look at this now. Because when you see a woman in the Bible, every woman in the Bible, I know it may sound strange to you, every woman in the Bible can represent a church or be a picture of a church. Now, you may say, yeah, but there's some bad women or there's some bad churches, okay? All right. And so you're looking at two churches. Come on, somebody say, catch this revelation. You're looking at two churches. Okay, read.
"And she had a sister named Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word."
So you see one person or one church is willing to sit at the feet of Jesus. In other words, can I tell you something? Oh, glory to God. That meant that she had capacity to receive the word. She had room. She wasn't full of cares. Come on, somebody. But she had room to receive the word of what was being taught or spoken. Okay. All right. So she was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Because sometimes you wonder why some people come to church and they're not growing. All right. They come to church year in, year out, and they're stuck and they're not growing. But here's Mary. She represents a church that's at the feet of Jesus, that's hearing the word, and a church that's growing. Okay? Because you can't grow if you can't hear. All right. Daughter, read.
"But Martha was cumbered about much serving." "And Martha came
because
to
she's
Jesus."
The serving. You got the church that's always been busy. Come on. They're too busy sometimes to listen. Too busy to read the word. Come on. Why? Because they got cares. They're caring about everything. Come on. Some of us in the body of Christ, we got our cares. We got the people cares. We just care. We're full of cares. Oh, glory to God. Full of cares. Oh, glory to God. Read.
"She came to Jesus and she said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?'"
Come on, because some people are full of cares and then they want God to be full of cares just like them. Come on, she came to Jesus, the Son of God. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Don't you care? Come on, why you ain't acting like me? Why you ain't acting all full of anxiety and stressed out about this? Why ain't this bothering you? It should be bothering me. It should be bothering you. Why ain't it bothering you? Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory. I almost felt the priest then. I'm trying to teach. I almost needed to run around the room. But I'm all right now. I got the potato chips and aspirin. I'm all right now. I'm all right now. Where we at, daughter? Where we at?
"Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her."
Tell her to help me. Oh, glory to God. Tell her to get up from that place.
Yeah.
Come on. And get filled with other cares.
Yes.
You know, when you if you're not careful, the devil will fill you up with cares, fill you up with things of the world. The picture of Jesus' parents coming to the end before he was born is a wonderful picture of a place, a building, point to yourself, a building being full and unable to take in the Son of God or the Word. The Son of God represents the Word. Oh, glory to God. And here, hallelujah, here they had to tell the Word, come on, oh, glory to God, ain't enough room, don't allow them to be animals. Come on, oh, glory to God, going into the barn. Some of us barn saints, we got capacity, okay, let me put it that way. Us barn saints, we got capacity to receive the Son of God. Okay, all right, go to read. Tell somebody, if I got to be a barn saint, I'm going to be a barn saint. Come on. Oh, glory to God. But I'm going to house the Son of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I might have some other issues going on, some cows that are moving and out, but I'm going to house the Word of God. All right, read, brother.
And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled.
You are
careful. About many things.
Full. About many things. You are careful of cares. So we would say it, you know, they said it that way in that dispensation, but we would say you're full of cares. Oh, glory to God. You know, sometimes, can I tell you something? Sometimes when the devil starts speaking in your ears, trying to get you to care about things, you got to open your mouth and say, I don't care in Jesus' name. You ain't putting that on me, devil. Come on. It's a good time to say it now. In the name of Jesus, I don't care. But you're not going to have enough money to pay this rent.
Yes. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Welcome to Breakpoint, a daily look at an ever-changing culture through the lens of unchanging truth. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. On Holy Saturday, 2007, cartoonist Johnny Hart died of a stroke while working at his drawing table. Hart was the award-winning creator of the popular comic strips The Wizard of Id and BC, and at one time reached 100 million readers every day worldwide. In a 1999 Breakpoint commentary, Chuck Colson identified Hart as, quote, the most widely read Christian of our time, with more readers than C.S. Lewis, Frank Peretti, and Billy Graham combined. Raised in a moderately religious home, Hart's faith became more serious around 1984, when a born-again father-son team installed a satellite dish in his home, and his faith became more evident in his comic strips not long after that. Well, in my view, Hart was always at his best around Easter time. In fact, his most controversial strip of all time was published in Easter of 2001 and featured a Jewish menorah. As the panels progress, the seven candles of the menorah burn out, each one captioned by the seven last words of Jesus from the cross. After the final candle is extinguished, captioned with Jesus' words, "It is finished," the arms of the menorah break off and leave a cross. The final panel portrays a trail of blood from the cross to the empty tomb, with the stone rolled away, revealing the Lord's table arranged inside. At the time, Hart was accused of being anti-Semitic and of suggesting a form of replacement theology, the idea that Christianity supplants Judaism. Hart clarified later that he was only attempting to demonstrate the Jewish roots of Christianity out of respect for both religions. And of course, according to the Gospels, Jesus did claim to complete the requirements of Old Testament law. And, according to the author of Hebrews, a number of Jewish traditions, symbols, and essentials have been fulfilled in and by Christ. There's many more examples to share.